Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 22 of 2020 Thrive. On this day 22, I sense the Lord would say to you, restoration for you, double blessing, double for trouble too. And I'm going to release God's right now word, I believe, for your life. I can sense his anointing here upon me, and I pray that you're going to experience God's anointing, God's presence, God's word penetrating your heart and life today in such a supernatural and special way, because the word of God goes forth to accomplish that for which it is sent. And God is sending his word to you today to heal all of your dis-ease, to uproot and remove discouragement from you, and to pour in fresh courage today. For those who were cast down, he's coming to raise you up, and he's saying it's time for you to go again, sow again. You are going to know his glory upon you once again, and you are going to see supernatural, exponential growth everywhere you sow. Everywhere you go, the Lord says, you will not decline, you will climb, you are only going to grow. This is a year of growth. This is a year of God's favor upon you, because the light of Christ is shining bright in your life, and God has promised that his light gets brighter and brighter to the perfect day. What is the perfect day? The perfect day is whenever Christ returns and he makes all things new. Well, until that day, the Lord has given you his promise. He will make all things new for you. Just trust him. There are no lengths he won't go to for you. There is nothing that he will not do for you. And I can only sustain others out of that which the Lord sustains me. And my prayer is, as I am pouring out, as the Lord pours into me faithfully and consistently daily over these 25 days, it is so that each and every one of you are going to rise up. And as the Lord sustains you, you are going to go forward, and you're going to sustain others too. That's what brings exponential growth. That's what releases God's favor. That is what God would cause us to be, that iron that sharpens iron. Together we are stronger. Together we will weather every attack of the enemy, and we are going to, having done all, stand. We're going to stand strong with our arms linked together. And whenever the winds of adversity blow, this is the power of the church that will prevail against every strategy and against every scheme of darkness. As we stand strong in unity, God commands his blessing upon his children. And whenever those winds blow of adversity, the Holy Spirit wind of blessing and favor and power and might and wisdom and understanding and knowledge, all of the supernatural is ours, and we, his church, will stand in power in this hour, in his power, clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit, and nothing will take us out. Because those winds of trouble, trials, adversities may blow, but whenever we are linked together as one, it's easy for one person standing to be blown away with the wind. But whenever you're standing united together, it takes, if a push comes to try and push you out of the equation, push you out of God's blessing, oh, your brothers and sisters are all around you, surging you on so that you will recover all and more. God is going to restore and more this year, and you are going to soar above it all as Jesus. He has got you. And I want to say that we, as his church, we are to have each other this year. We are our brothers and our sisters' keeper. That's what Mama of Many is about. And it says, Isaiah 58 verse 10, amplified, if you pour out that with which you sustain your own life for the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then shall your light shine in darkness and rise, and your obscurity and gloom become like the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy you in drought and in dry places and make strong your bones. What the Lord is saying there is you're going to know his never ending, his endless, his supernatural supplies. He could blow raven into the camp with the winds of his spirit. He can pour divine supply into your camp, into your home, into your family, into your finances, into your health, whatever you have need of. That raven that blew into the camp of the Israelites, every day God is going to daily sustain you supernaturally, and you can trust him. And as he sustains you, let your life be a testimony to others of all that the Lord can do. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. The Lord would say to you this year, what would you do if you knew you couldn't and you wouldn't fail? There is no failure in Christ. Therefore, when you are in Christ, as we have been learning, when you now know your position with Christ, in Christ, then may you rise and may you know that you can only soar, you can only win. I call you today what my dad used to speak over me and my brothers most days of our lives. And I now pass it on to my children. I'm passing it on to you. You're a winner because your father is the King of Kings. He is undefeatable. He is indispensable. He is irrefutable. He is undeniable. He is all powerful, and he is infallible, and he will never fail. That means when you are in him, your trust and confidence is in him, then you too will never fail. Look who and whose you are. Isaiah 58 verse 12. I love this. This is our commission. The Lord would say, rebuild, 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 and your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations. Those buildings that have laid waste may be for many generations, and you shall be called repairer of the breach, restorer of streets to dwell in. This is an era of divine restoration. To restore with the Lord is to give back way better than before. And I want to share with you today a prophetic word as I kick into this message today that the Lord downloaded to me from heaven. I'm about to release it to you and say, by the word of the Lord, pray and way. Break forth. Break forth, break forth, says the Lord. For no longer shall your land be barren, for I watered the land with my word. That's what the Lord is doing with your life during this 2023. He's watering your life with his word. Those seeds of faith are taking deep root, and they are about to produce beautiful, humongous fruit above the surface of your life. For I water the land with my word and my spirit. Now shall my purposes burst forth. Now shall my fruitfulness break forth. Breaking forth through that hard ground, that dry ground. But the Lord is causing now great fruitfulness to abound by his word and his spirit. Now shall my presence pour forth like water upon the dry ground. Now shall my power be known from my throne. Now shall I show my glory to my own. Break forth, you who did not bear, you who felt you were so barren, done. Now you shall populate the place of brokenness, for it has become the place of openness to the heavenly place. The Lord would say to you today, there is an abundance of his glory, of his grace, of his authority that is released upon you at this time. Receive, I pray, his word for you today in Jesus' mighty name. In Genesis 26, verse 40, a signature verse in my life, something the Lord has promised me. And I just take God at his word and I'm declaring it and I'm speaking that exponential growth now over every area of your life. From your brokenness, that broken ground is so that this seed can populate above the earth, push through. And the Lord is bringing to light in your life those dreams that you thought were dead and dormant. They're going to rise and they're going to live again. The Lord is going to bring great prosperity, body, soul, mind and spirit, relationally in every area of your life. Favor, favor, favor. Break forth, breakthrough is before you because the God of breakthrough is with you. They gave her this blessing as she parted. This was the blessing given to Rebecca as she was to go with the servants, a representative following the lead of a picture of the Holy Spirit, as she was to be united with her husband to be Isaac. God's divine uniting. God would say to you today, he's going to bring divine partnerships, unity, unitings, his way for his kingdom purposes to be fulfilled in your life at this time. That's an added extra the Lord's just pouring into me right now. So you need that today. You receive that. They gave her this blessing as she parted. What would the Lord have you to part for so that you can unite with his divine destiny and dynasty and purpose for your life at this time? There has to be a parting of the ways. There has to be a parting of the waters for God's miraculous way to break through for you. What would the Lord, as he's been taking us through this 2020 Thrive journey, whatever he's had you to part from, let us part and then let's go on strong with all the Lord is about to bring across our miraculous path this year. Our sister, may you become the mother of multiplied millions. May your descendants be strong and conquer the cities of their enemies. That's what I'm praying over every one of you. Divine growth, exponential favor, all for the glory of our great God at this time. And that every enemy that comes against you will be slain before you as you hear the word of the Lord, casting out that enemy before you, saying, destroy. You will conquer the cities. Every stronghold of the enemy will be broken before you and will be destroyed before you, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Well, I need to get into this word today. Zechariah 9, verse 12. Whenever the Lord says he's going to give you double for trouble, let me give you the scriptural backup for that. Return to your stronghold. The Amplified says of security and prosperity. What has had a stronghold on your life at this time? Has it been a stronghold of doubt, lack, fear, insecurity, intimidation? We're going to shake that off today in Jesus' name. We're going on strong. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Break out, break out, break out. Hope, biblical hope, means that confident expectation of God and of good. You're about to break out and God is going to break through for you. You're coming into that goodness. You're coming into that unmet expectation as you have stood in faith. Those expectations are about to meet. The power of God Almighty and heaven and earth will meet everywhere you place your feet, and you're going to walk in transformational change, glory days all around you. I'm declaring it, although it's getting darker for the world, for the children of the Lord. This year, there is a divine turnaround, a divine overturning. And for those who will step up and step out in him, know that in him, there is only glory. There's only the full weight of his presence. There's only the backup of heaven. There's only miraculous supply. There's only signs and wonders for those who believe. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Get ready for that restoration of double for your trouble that is coming to you today as you take his word, you take his kingdom by force in Jesus' mighty name. And I just want to kick into the word that I really felt the Lord gave to me for every one of us today. Restoration for you, double for trouble and double blessing too. In 2 Kings 8 from verse 1, we read the story where Elisha had told the woman whose son he had brought back to life, take your family and move to another place, for the Lord has called for a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. Oh, you felt destitute. Oh, you felt that dryness, that barren place. But the Lord, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain within his showers of blessing. There's a power shower of God's double portion blessing that is pouring out upon his children and upon his church in this hour. For the Lord had called for a famine on Israel that will last for 7 years. 7 years represents the number seven is completion, God's perfection. God, through that divine delay time, through that waiting time, it hasn't been wasted time. The Lord would say to you, he has been through the breaking of you, it's going to be the making of you. And the Lord has been perfecting his work in you, because that number seven represents completion and perfection for your life. But it is time now to rise and shine. Let's see what happened and what God did for this amazing mother, this amazing woman. So the woman did as the man of God had instructed, obey, obey, obey all the way. She took her family and settled in the land of the Philistines for the 7 years. After the famine ended, she returned from the land of the Philistines and she went to see the king about getting back her house and her land. As she came in, the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God. The king had just said, tell me some stories about the great things Elisha has done. Get ready for God's divine setups for you behind the scenes in the unseen. He is working all things together for your good. He's about to bring you up, bring you out, break out, break out, break out, restore to you and more. And you're going to come up and out on top, above it all, by the word of the Lord. And Gehazi was telling the king about the time that Elisha had brought a boy back to life. At that very moment, our God is a right on time God. You couldn't make this stuff up. And just as God moved in the Bible times, we are the Bible story still being written in heaven. God has got miraculous setups that he is setting you up for this year. And he is backing you up, that full weight of the glory, his presence, his light shines upon your life and upon your way. And we read here, at that very moment, the mother of the boy walked in to make her appeal to the king about her house and land. Look, my lord, the king, Gehazi exclaimed, here is the woman now, and this is her son, the very one Elisha brought back to life. You think you're finished? You think that it's over, you're done, you're out of the fight? Oh, you're the one who is ultimately won. The one who stands in faith is the one who will overcome, because you have resurrection life on your side. Dead dreams, those hopes, that confident expectation in God, where you feel like you've been facing unmet expectations. Those expectations are about to meet your maker, and God is about to make something so beautiful out of your life in Jesus' name. Is this true? The king asked her, and she told him the story. So he directed one of his officials to see that everything she had lost was restored. Let me say that again. Everything she had lost was restored to her, including the value of any crops that had been harvested during her absence. Talk about divine recompense and reward. Get ready to receive. Open your heart, open your hands, open your lives by the word of the Lord. Firstly, God's timing is perfect. Waiting time is never wasted time. Just think, between the last book in the Old Testament and the book of Matthew, it seemed like God was silent for for 400 years. Oh, but God was at work, and the Messiah was about to be birthed from heaven to earth. Jesus was about to come forth. When it looks like heaven is silent, trust on. God is working in the unseen, behind the scenes. Secondly, divine setups are yours this year. God is going to make things that you thought were impossible, possible for you. Thirdly, preparation. You've been through, just dropping pens all over the floor, you have been through preparation time for power and purpose to be released in this hour through your life. Number four today, godly connections are coming your way. Five, God is writing his story of restoration and glory over your life. And number six, get ready, pay back with back pay. Over that 7-year period where this widow woman had obeyed everything the prophet had told her to do, a picture of us obediently, no matter what the price, no matter what the cost, just like Abraham, he went without knowing where he was going. And look what the Lord has done. So I want to say to you today, when you obey, obey, obey all the way, you can know that the Lord will take care of you. He will go before you. It may look like loss to you, but ultimately, there is no sacrifice. Those times in my life, I felt like I was making such a sacrifice when it seemed like the Lord required something so costly of me. As I gave that, which appeared and looked so costly, over time, I could then look back and see, oh, wow, Lord, what I thought was a sacrifice was ultimately God protecting my life and setting me up for his very blessed best that he has for my life. Ecclesiastes, we read, cast your bread upon the waters. After many days, it will come back to you again, if it's yours. You know, I take from that scripture, as we cast our bread, we cast what to us is life. Bread sustains life. That which to us stands for everything, as we cast it all upon the waters, surrender it to God's Spirit, we watch that flow away. And then our heart is, Lord, I'll let it go. It may cost me. I might be sowing in tears now upon the waters, but I'm going to reap your harvest of joy. If that isn't what you have for me, then I don't want it, Lord. And you let it and you watch it go. Maybe that is with pain, but it's going to be for your ultimate gain. And if the Lord brings that back to you again, as often and sometimes he will do, then that is for your ultimate gain. But if the Lord then requires it, let it go, because you will find to the future it was no sacrifice at all. Payback with back pay is yours at this time. God, you can never outgive the Lord. So let's give him our all and let's trust him and let's heed his call for our lives at this time. Get ready to receive divine recompense and reward from the very hand of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Here's my faith commitment today, and I pray it will become yours. Maybe you're thinking, well, Christine, you don't know what I'm facing. You don't know my circumstance. I have made this commitment to the Lord. I will not change God's word to accommodate my circumstances. Instead, my circumstances will change to accommodate God's word. You have thousands of God's promises in the scriptures that are yours. Make God's promise for your life his yes. You just say amen and you appropriate that. Do it again and again and again this year. Do not give way to your feelings, to your circumstances. We do not trust them. What we trust in is God's word, and then our circumstances, our emotions, our health, whatever you're going through, that relational situation, that financial problem, which is only an opportunity for God to work a miracle for you, that will line up then with God's word. Don't give in. You're on the brink of a miracle. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your amazing word today that's gone forth prophetically. I pray that you're going to fulfill it in the lives of every hearer today, that those seeds will take root and will bear great fruit. It is restoration for your children at this time. It's double for trouble and double blessing for your own from your throne in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you today.